Now joined by the winners of tonight's 36th annual Food City 300, driver of the number 18 Nasrati Toyota, Kyle Busch, and his crew chief, Eric Phillips. Kyle, it seems like we did this yesterday, sat on the pole, penalty, went to the back, came back to the front. Talk about tonight's race.
Yeah, it was, I don't plan to speed in that section, but apparently that's what everybody does there. So I don't know if seven guys necessarily have all their tacks set wrong, but is what it is. So had a great opportunity to lead a lot of laps tonight and was able to drive back up through the field there to put on a show. Glad that I didn't have to do it in the last stage because I'm not sure if I would have got there. Daniel was pretty strong there, coming on there with before that caution came out with about 20 to go. I thought he was gaining on us just a titch. And then we got that last restart there and just was able to drive away. But the car was sideways loose. Just I was really overdriving it, but barely hanging on.
And Eric, Kyle obviously running in the front, running in the back, and then running back in the front. Talk about walking him through those stages.
Just trying to keep him patient and take care of your race car here. You know, luckily it was early enough in the race after that first stage. You had a ways to go, but I knew we had a fast car. Just try not to make a mistake, any more mistakes, and get back through there. And you can always get caught up in somebody else's mess here, so that's the hardest thing. Lap cars were difficult all night, and just try to take care of your equipment.
We'll open it to questions for Kyle and Eric. You can raise your hand, and we'll get a microphone to you. Bob in the front.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. How big would a sweep be to you? This only kind of your third time able to go for it here, so it's not something that you get to do all the time. And also, do you think you could afford a speeding penalty tomorrow?
Well, we're already going to back our tack down for tomorrow, so we won't have that speeding penalty. So we'll just give up in the rest of pit road in order to not get caught on that section. So as far as being able to go for the sweep again, I mean, there's a great opportunity for it. You got to win these races to have that opportunity, and we did that Wednesday night, and we did it tonight. So can't say enough about everybody at KBM, can't say enough about Eric Phillips and everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing and the Xfinity side for giving me the opportunity, and now it's up to Adam and myself to figure it all out and make it happen with the M&M's Caramel Camry tomorrow. So I feel like our car was really good in race trim. There's a great opportunity for it. Every time that I've won here or have run real well here, I've always qualified poorly. So we've got that going for us already. So, we're ready to rock and roll on tomorrow night.
You're better than the last time you went for the sweep. You started from the rear.
I thought it was 25th, but if it was the rear, you would know. So, yeah, fantastic.
Anybody else? Well, that was quick.
I had to look it up.
Thank you,
gentlemen. I appreciate that. All right, cool.
It.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good night.